It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. At the end of the program, I'm going to pray for you and your loved ones. So tell someone to tune into this program. We are studying about Jesus' healing ministry. And we are studying to learn more about the healings and miracles Jesus did so we can do the same. And that is the purpose of this program. I want each and everyone who is listening to this program, you are sick, afflicted, or you are not a believer, pay attention and you will see what God can do for you. If you are a believer, just do the signs and wonders and miracles in Jesus' name. And you will be surprised. God wants to use you for His glory. Today we are going to talk about one person came to synagogue, but he had more than two evil spirits. And that's the subject. Mark chapter 1 verse 23 to 27 and Luke chapter 4 verses 33 to 38. You read this and you will get the whole story. Here is the man who was sitting in a synagogue. I don't know who brought him there, or he came himself. But as you know, each time Jesus will heal somebody, people will find some fault. But this time, I don't see any fault, but this time they were surprised what Jesus Christ has done. This man comes there, and as soon as Jesus enters into this synagogue, this demon-possessed man cried loudly and saying, "You Jesus of Nazareth, what you have to do with you, or why are you coming to destroy us?" And then he says, "I know you are the Holy One of God." When I read that, I was surprised. Can you imagine this demon-possessed man? Out of his mind, he's not a normal person. He might be harassing somebody or destroying himself. But he knew one thing. He knew God. He knew Jesus Christ. Even though he says, "You are Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are the Holy One of God, or Holy One of Most High God." This demon realized and recognized Jesus Christ who he is. But Jesus Christ used to preach to these people in synagogue, and there are Sadducees and Pharisees and teachers and lawyers coming and listening to Jesus Christ. But they didn't want to believe that Jesus is the Savior, Jesus is the Messiah, or He is the Son of God, or He is the Holy One of God. They didn't want to believe. But this demon-possessed man declaring that Jesus Christ is the Holy One of God. Even the devil is the enemy of God, and demon works against God, but they have the fear of God. James chapter 2, if you read, the Word of God says the devil believes there is one God, and he trembles or he shivers just thinking about God. Why? Because he knows that his days are counted, and one day their destruction will be in a hellfire. So here we see these demons. One person, he says, "Why did you come to bother us?" That means one man and many other demons, they were in him. And so they might be tormenting him. Jesus Christ simply said, keep quiet, be silent, don't talk. And then he gave the command to get out of that man, come out of that man. And one gospel says he torn that person apart and the man fell down. And one gospel says, even though he tried to destroy the man, but man was unharmed. Why? Because Jesus Christ's presence was there. So the devil was not able to kill that man, destroy that man, but let him alone and the devil went out, or the demon spirit went out of that man. And the people saw this man was completely set free. And people start glorifying God and praising God and thanking God. They did not condemn Jesus Christ because they never saw this kind of miracle in their life. Because Jesus Christ was working in different sections of the Samaria, Judea and Jerusalem and Galilee and different places. But in this synagogue, they never saw any miracle like that. And so they were amazed and they start praising God. Because they knew not a single man has power over the demonic forces. But God has power because God is the one who created the angel and he became an evil angel or fallen angel and now he is working against God. Satan means against God or enemy of God. And so Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 it says, Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. Up to now there was no one was able to cast out the demons or destroy his work. What is his work? Kill, steal and destroy. That's why Jesus Christ says, John chapter 10 verse 10. I give this verse so many times. John chapter 10 verse 10 it says, the enemy, the devil, the thief comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Can you imagine this man was a miserable, but Jesus Christ set this man free and this man was glorifying God and other people start glorifying God. You might be not seeing any person like this. Today in America, there might be so many demon-possessed people. You heard so many times some people said, God told me to kill somebody, or God told me to do something wrong. But the Bible says God does not do evil things. And so the demon spirit is trying to tell these demon-possessed people to do wrong thing, kill people. And there are serial killers. And so, but we do not recognize that person is demon possessed. And we try to give them different kinds of medicine. Today I was learning and listening, and they were saying people take the medicine for depression. And when they take one or two doses, and they get into trouble. And so there are all kinds of medicine people give this kind of people. Instead of they getting better, they get worse and they try to kill themselves or they try to kill somebody else. And this is the way this man was in the synagogue. Can you imagine? This man is in a synagogue. That means there are demonic forces or demon-possessed people coming to the church. They don't come to church to listen to the word of God, but they come to harass people or destroy the church. Other day, one lady bought her son. He was a drug addict. And when I looked at his eyes were red, and he was strong and big man, husky man, and came and his mother was saying, I'm afraid of my son. But when he came and I prayed for him, laid hand on him and prayed for him and delivered him from all this addiction. And this man was completely set free. And following Sunday, he stayed in the meeting service, and following Sunday, he came to church praising God. The point I'm making, this all evil things people do, that is influenced by demon itself. And that's why people are doing wrong thing. And so the answer is Jesus. You can give many medicine to these kind of people, but they become more crazy and they can destroy more people. Nowadays, what happens if somebody kills his wife or kills mother or father, and the lawyer will come and say, oh, he might be mentally challenged or some kind of problem. He has mental problem. So instead of giving them death penalty or putting him in a jail, they will say, okay, set this man free and put him in the mental institute. And some people are not mentally disturbed. Purposely they are doing these things, and then they send them to mental institute, and there they give too much drug, and there are all other people also maybe the same, and these people, they become worse, not better. So what is the answer? Jesus is the answer. When people are doing all crazy things, just call upon Jesus or tell somebody, my son or my daughter having this problem, and please pray. People come to me and they say, my daughter or my son having this kind of problem, I could not bring it. I said, well, take the oil or take the cloth, I pray, and they take it home, and these people get healed. Our God is a miracle working God. We have to believe this kind of people come to church, so we should take opportunity to tell them about Jesus Christ. Take authority. When Jesus Christ was preaching, people start thinking he preaches with the authority and power, and we never saw somebody like Jesus Christ. So he has given us the same authority, he has given us the same power, and we can cast out the devils, we can do signs and wonders and miracles in Jesus' name. Devil has no power over us. He will try to scare you, try to harass you, but it will not happen. One day I was preaching in one church, and there was a young man, maybe 27 or 28 years old. And they were holding him, several people holding him, and he was coming and he was holding his stomach. He says he is dying or something happening to him. And before I went closer to him, he punched me in my stomach. And so I got hurt, but I said, it's okay, I'll be all right. And I cast the demon out. And that man fell on the ground and got up and started praising God. And after that, he started coming to church regularly. The point I'm making, devil wanted me to be scared. And when he hit me on my stomach, and I would have said, that devil is too strong for me. I cannot do anything. I was not able to do anything, but Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, cast out that devil. You have to take authority. And don't pamper yourself, because we have to believe that God is able to do it. I heard one minister, he said there was a demon-possessed person, and they told him to pray for this. He said, I never cast any devil out. So he said, I took all the Bible scriptures, start quoting the scriptures, and start singing about so many songs and everything. And he said, I was sweating, and I was so scared, and that devil was not going out. But then one time I said, my elder brother, Jesus Christ, as soon as I took the name, that man started shivering. Then he said, I got it. And then he cast him in the name of Jesus Christ. He plead the blood of Jesus Christ, and devil went out, and the man or the woman was set free. From that day onwards, he said, now I know. I can plead the blood, I can take the name of Jesus, and I can cast the devil. He is not going to go when you're singing. You can read the Bible scripture whole day. They are not going to go. You use the authority given by Jesus Christ. Use the name of Jesus Christ. Use the blood of Jesus Christ. And devil doesn't like the blood of Jesus Christ. I told you the other day, one man came to our church. Three people came, and this man, highly educated, I said to him, look at me. He said, I cannot look at your face. I said, can you say the blood of Jesus? I cannot say that word. But when I cast the demon out, and this man just stood there and said, praise the Lord. I said, can you say the blood of Jesus? He said, yes, I can say. Who healed you? He said, Jesus healed me. So the point I'm making, this demonic person came to synagogue and start shouting and making a lot of noise, and people were scared. But Jesus Christ said, keep quiet, and shut him out and cast him out. And the man was completely set free. This happened 2,000 years ago, but I am giving the example happening now. So some people cannot say, oh, this thing happened 2,000 years ago, but we don't have power and devils are not there. Devils are there everywhere. The demon spirit is everywhere. We have to recognize. Sometimes when you go to somebody's house and you see even the air of this house will be thick, you'll be thinking, what's happening here? But that's why the Word of God says, when you enter into somebody's house, do the peace, the blessing of Jesus Christ, and say, and then you talk to the people, and you will see, when you take the name of Jesus Christ, there will be peace in the family, there will be peace in the house, and then you will recognize if there is anyone do not want to hear the Bible, they turn the TV loud, or they want you to get out of their house, take the authority in the name of Jesus. You will be surprised. Our God is greater than any devil in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, the greater one lives in you. Who is that? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God lives in us. But it comes when you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Word of God says God the Father and God the Son lives in you. When you ask the Holy Spirit, then Holy Spirit will come in your spirit. So we have the powerhouse. We don't want to live like a defeated one. There are some people, they're always afraid of everything. What the Word of God says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the power, love, and sound mind that you read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So the point I'm making, God has given us the power. Use the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid. Sometimes people try to harass you or try to kill you, try to destroy you, and you say, where is God and what's happening? Don't worry about anybody. One day I was preaching on the beach alone. Nobody was with me. And the one man comes running to punch me. And I stood there. I said, well, he is stronger than me, but God is much stronger than him. And so God will do something. He came running, and 5 feet from me, there was a sand. So in the sand, he got tangled, and he fell down and could not get up. His leg was twisted and could not get up. So I told the audience, could you release him and set him free? And they tried to untangle him, and he stood there and listened to the Word of God and did not bother me. The point I'm making, you have to have the power of God, the courage of God, and God will give you the supernatural power. If you are afraid of devil, we will never be able to do the Lord's work. That's why people are afraid. They said, oh, one group of people went to Africa and do the Lord's work, and their voodoos and demon-working people, and they got scared and they came running back to America. They said, we cannot work because there are demons and voodoos and this and that. But there is a Pentecostal group went, and they did signs and wonders and miracles. What I'm trying to say, if you have the Spirit of God, the devil will be afraid of you. You don't have to be afraid of devil. They will try to scare you. They will try to harass you. But use the name of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, I am not afraid of any man or any person or anyone. God gave me grace to preach in Hindu temples. God gave me grace to preach in Muslim mosque. Not by force. They invited me to go and preach and tell them about Jesus Christ. I prayed even Hindus and Muslims and different kinds of disease people. And people will come. One person came in the middle of the night. He said, I'm afraid of my Hindu people. That's why I came in the middle of the night. And that was Christmas Eve. I said, who told you to come? He said, one of my Christian friends told me, go to Pastor Peter. And he had the disease. Disease like an AIDS disease. And doctor told him, we did everything and there is nothing we can do. You have some blood disease and you're going to die. It's a long story, but I prayed for that man. One of these days when I get a time, I'll explain to you. But I prayed for this man, and that night he stayed in the church. Next morning he went for checkup, and there was nothing in his blood, completely cured. And he was a Hindu man, got saved, I baptized him, he filled with the Holy Spirit. Today he's preaching and telling others that Hindu God and the stone God did not help him, but Jesus helped him. The point I'm making, if somebody comes with that kind of disease and that kind of problem and you got scared, he said, if the doctor says you're going to die, I'm not a doctor, I cannot do anything. Use the name of Jesus. If doctor cannot do anything, we have Jesus doctor. He's the greatest one. He's the greatest surgeon. He's the greatest healer. We take the name of Jesus and things will be happening. See this man, he says, why did you come to bother us or destroy us? One man, many demons. One time I was in one town and the lady had the 7 demons. It's a long story, but I'm just cutting it short. I just laid hand and prayed for her. She fell on the floor and got up and she said, I had 7 demons. They came out of me and now I'm free. Not only she got free, she got saved and baptized. So point I'm making, take authority in the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter, this demon can possess anybody, a Hindu man or Muslim man or nominal Christians, but you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have power and authority God has given to us. So use that God-given authority and power and cast out the demons, heal the sick, and raise the dead, Jesus Christ said. And so it can happen, and it's happening today. Hundreds and thousands of ministers going around the world and preaching the gospel. But there are still few, because when you see the world's population, billions of people and hundreds and thousands of ministers are not enough. So I am preparing the ministers. I am preparing the people. I am telling them, if God did something for you, go and tell somebody. What I'm trying to say, our God is a miracle working God. You encourage everyone. If the person or the doctor or somebody says there is no hope, we have hope in Christ. Jesus Christ is our hope. Time is almost gone. I'm going to give you an invitation. What you do, you just call upon Jesus. You never gave your heart to Jesus Christ. Just call upon Jesus. Look at this demon-possessed man. He recognized. He says, you, Jesus of Nazareth. You, Jesus, the Son of God. You, Jesus, the Holy One. We are in our right mind, but we do not want God in our life. Because we thinking, if God comes in my life, I won't be able to do evil things and bad habits. But I have news for you. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ comes to live in you as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He will give you power and authority to say no to sin. Automatically, all the bad habits will go away. Would you like that kind of life? Call upon Jesus. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Lord Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me and heal me and transform me. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means you invited the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in your life. Your life will never be the same. Devil will tell you, you're not going to leave me alone. You're not going to run away from me. And he will try to give you a good stuff. Tell him, I had enough. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to follow Jesus. You'll be never be the same. Your name is written in heaven. You belong to Jesus Christ. You are a new creation. And you can do signs and wonders and miracles. I know you have some good friends and bad friends. I would tell you, don't go to bad friends to testify until you be strong. They will pull you down. Go to church. Tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. And those people will rejoice with you. The word of God says one person gets saved on earth, whole heaven rejoice, the angels rejoice, and they will be rejoicing in heaven. So you are a child of God. Now I'm going to pray for you and your loved ones. Just touch somebody or tell somebody to touch their children or grandchildren or whoever it is. I'm going to touch myself. And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this listener. If anyone listen to my voice, touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know God has started a good work and He's going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Now, you just try to do the things which you were not able to do before. God has started a good work and He is going to complete it. The time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.